This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All righty, Wayne Allyn Root is here. Is here in the house. Another great day in Trump land. So much going on. A couple things to tell you about. First, I want to make sure you know that the sponsor of the show is Tangible Investments. And as always, the top of hour number two, you make a simple phone call and you get a free American Silver Eagle coin. First 100 callers, Tangible Investments will send it free to you. It's a beautiful 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Love taking calls, the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, first thing on the news, on my head here that I want to talk about, that you'll never hear in the media, is in a frantic text, the DOJ's Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele hopes important firewalls will hold. Newly released text messages between Christopher Steele and Bruce Orr before Comey's congressional testimony raised questions. March 2017, 2 days before former FBI Director James Comey testified to lawmakers that the Bureau had an open counterintelligence investigation into Trump's campaign, former British spy Christopher Steele sent an urgent message to the Department of Justice official Bruce Orr, hoping that, quote, important firewalls will hold when Comey testifies. The text message from Steele, who compiled the infamous unverified dossier on Trump, was sent on March 18, 2017, to Orr and obtained by SarahACarter.com, from a government source familiar with the ongoing investigation. Orr was demoted twice by the Department of Justice for not disclosing that his wife, Nellie, working for Fusion GPS, the now-embattled research firm which paid Steele for the documents, Orr has been deposed for questioning by the House Judiciary Committee, is expected to speak to lawmakers on August 28th. In his text, Steele writes, Orr, hi, just wondering if you had any news. Obviously, we're a bit apprehensive given scheduled appearance at Congress on Monday, hoping that important firewalls will hold. Many thanks. Orr writes back later that day saying, sorry, no new news. I believe my earlier information is still accurate. I will let you know immediately if there's any change. It is not certain, based on limited communications obtained by Congress between the pair, what Orr was referring to when he discussed earlier information that he delivered to Steele. The exchange raises questions, according to a government source who asked, what did Steele mean by important firewalls before Comey's testimony? What did Orr mean by earlier information he provided? The source noted that the firewall statement seemed to raise similar questions posed by lawmakers after now-fired FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok sent the infamous insurance policy text to his paramour, FBI attorney Lisa Page. Strzok, who was the lead investigator in the FBI's investigation into Trump, was removed last August from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation after the DOJ's inspector general revealed thousands of text messages, including troves of anti-Trump text messages between him and Page. Last week, SarahACarter.com published a law enforcement sensitive document written by Orr that raised serious concerns among lawmakers regarding his possible contacts with FBI agents involved in the Russian Trump Bureau investigation. Wow. I mean, what more do I have to say? All these guys stink to high heaven. They were all involved in the same thing. They were out to frame Donald Trump. More stories of interest. London mayor wants a car ban since regulating guns and knives has failed. The mayor of the ever-increasing violent city of London is now seeking a ban on cars in certain areas after a car attack. Since banning guns and regulating knives hasn't worked, Sadiq Khan said he's likely to ban cars to prevent future terrorist attacks. You know, you just think this is a joke, right? This has to be something from, you know, some sort of a joke site. But it's not. I always laugh. What are you going to do? Ban cars? Ban car rentals? Ban trucks? They're doing it. Instead, you should be banning Muslim terrorists, you moron. Violence in London continues to spike regardless of the weapons used by those committing acts of aggression. But since a gun ban and the severe knife regulations have failed to stop violence, Mayor Khan wants certain areas to be car-free zones in response to an alleged terror attack committed with a car. Khan says his proposed car ban would help keep people in buildings safe after car drives into cyclists and pedestrians outside Parliament. Khan's proposal comes after three people were injured when police say a car collided with a number of cyclists and pedestrians before crashing into the barriers that line the House of Parliament. Police have arrested a 29-year-old British citizen originally from Sudan, what a surprise, identified as Salih Khatir by British media outlets. Police claim the alleged terrorist drove his Ford Fiesta from Birmingham to London late on Monday night. Just before the attack, police say he'd been driving around the area of Westminster and Whitehall for about an hour and a half before driving into pedestrians and cyclists. Khan told BBC Radio that making certain areas only available to pedestrians would provide more safety to both civilians and buildings in the area. But the city, he added, would need to ensure people don't lose one important thing about our democracy, people having access to parliamentarians, people being able to lobby parliament and be able to come and visit parliament. Khan added, I think there'd be lots of challenges if we do the whole square. It's a thoroughfare for cars, vehicles, and commercial deliveries going through London. So it's possible to have a design solution in keeping our buildings and people as safe as we can and not losing what's so wonderful about our city that is a vibrant democracy. People can walk around safely. Well, this is what the article says. Since all other laws aimed at preventing violence have failed, why not just keep banning things? Pretty soon everything will be illegal in the UK, and the people will wonder when they actually became slaves to the government. Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? The key here is fighting Islamic extremists and extreme vetting. If Donald Trump wants to be careful who we let in our country, and the alternative is to let everybody in like London does and Mayor Khan does and not think anything bad about Muslims like those two idiotic liberal cyclists who are both dead now, you really want to think like that? If that's the answer, you let everybody in, then you're not going to be able to drive anymore. You're not going to have a gun anymore. You're not going to have a knife anymore. They're going to ban everything. Everything's going to be banned. Soon it'll be spoons. They'll kill more. So one person will kill someone with a spoon. They'll ban a spoon. But banning guns didn't work. Banning knives didn't work. Now they're going to ban cars when they should be doing extreme vetting. That would be the smart thing. And here's the other thing you ought to ban. From France to Denmark, bans on full-face Muslim veils are spreading across Europe. Now, keep in mind what morons the Europeans are, right? What morons and naive suckers they are. They're not like Donald Trump. They're not like us. They've let in millions of people who are refugees that are going to one day rise up and kill them all, one day rise up and conquer their countries. But even those pathetic liberals in France and Denmark and other European countries are figuring out that you've got to ban the full-face Muslim veil. You have to. You can't let people walk around and nobody knows who they are. Aya, 37, aware of the nijab. I don't know how you pronounce these things. Nijab? Nikab? I don't know. Nijab, I think. Hijab? It's spelled N-I. Is it hijab? Yeah, nijab. Weeps as she's embraced by a police officer during a demonstration against the Danish face veil ban in Copenhagen. That's the picture I'm looking at. Early this month, Denmark became the fifth country in Europe to introduce a ban on face coverings in public places. The policy is widely viewed as being targeted at Muslim women who wear veils such as the nijab. Despite protests in the country's capital, police have started enforcing the law in earnest. On August 3rd, a 28-year-old wearing the nijab, who covers the entire body except the eyes, can you imagine letting people walk around like that, was attacked by another Danish woman who tried to pull her veil off. Police fined the Muslim woman $156. Legislation around full-face veils has grown increasingly common in Europe, particularly in the last 3 years. Six countries have now passed nationwide laws that partially or fully ban veils in public places. The latest is the Netherlands, which voted in June to partially ban face veils in locations such as schools and hospitals, but not on public streets. So nationwide bans or partial bans, France, Belgium, Bulgaria, Austria, Denmark, the Netherlands. Local bans in cities or towns, Spain, Italy, Switzerland. And no bans, but pending legislation for bans, Germany, Latvia, Finland, and Luxembourg. Wow. How can you allow people to just walk around and you can't see them? They're all in black and their face in black and you can't tell the difference between any of them. Crazy. Now, I read you that because here's the next story I want to read you. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, his campaign chief, is an Islamic terror state lobbyist. This is what the Democratic Party is connected to now. You got to understand that. Michael Solomon is a longtime aide and confidant to Senator Bob Menendez. Now the New Jersey Democrats campaign chairman, he naturally wants his boss to win re-election this year. Since 2015, Solomon has also lobbied Menendez and other members of Congress on behalf of the government of Qatar, arranging meetings for the country's ambassador to the U.S. and raising issues important to Qatar's relationships with Washington. Should Menendez defeat Republican Bob Huggin in November, and we all know it's New Jersey, so the odds are pretty good he will, and Democrats take control of the Senate, the senator would be poised to become chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, potentially boosting Solomon's value as a lobbyist, government watchdogs say. Qatar is a top state sponsor of Islamic terror with ties to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. It's also an ally of Iran. It's also been very effective at infiltrating our political systems, whether through Al Jazeera or top think tanks. This is far more serious than any of the Russiagate stuff. Can you imagine, this guy is the campaign manager for a guy running for U.S. Senator who's already a United States Senator. I mean, that is really, really scary. And I mean really scary. When we get back, I'm going to tie conservative politics to football and tell you how the teams that have the lowest taxes win more games than the teams with the highest taxes. You know why that is? Because I'll bet you the best free agents sign in places with the lowest taxes. I guarantee you their agents and managers are convincing them to sign with teams in low-tax states. And so they're winning more. How do you like that? Low taxes equals scoring touchdowns. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, relentless Trump warrior. iTarget Pro is the sponsor of this hour of the show. Recently, there were two tragic officer-involved shootings where officers shot an innocent bystander. In another incident, a hostage was killed. And we're not saying this because we're man of cops. I love cops, but I'm telling you this because these guys are trained, and they train for these scenarios all the time, and they still have tragic outcomes. So what does that say for the rest of us who go shooting once a month at best? Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, spending the rest of your life replaying that incredible moment of a lifetime where you wish you'd done better. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro, and I've done it now for a couple weeks because they sent it to me, and it's really cool, and so I'm ready. I'm ready to start shooting. Come on, liberals, let's go. Let's go. Come on, attack me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't want anybody to attack anybody. Revolutionizing home firearm training, but I'm ready if you do. iTarget uses your actual guns. You become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. So I use my 357 Magnum and my 9mm Glock, and I practice using my smartphone and their proprietary app, which uses a laser in place of the bullet, and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level safely and effectively. That's the letter iTargetPro.com. Offer code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. iTargetPro.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got Megan Barth in studio with us. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. She's with us every Thursday in this second hour. Hey, Megan Barth.
Well, hello. I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
With your camouflage clothing.
Always.
You look like you're ready to go hunting.
I'm always hunting.
Yes. Are you hunting liberals or just good-looking guys?
Rhinos and liberals. You never know. You never know.
All right. All right.
I'm an equal opportunity hunter.
All right. Lots of good stories in the news. Before we get to all the ones you chose, I wanted to mention one that is my personal favorite. By the way, don't let any liberals say I'm not sad. It's tragic. It's sad. But two naive liberals went riding their bikes across some Muslim country.
And yeah, because supposedly evil was just a figment of, you know, the right wing's imagination.
Can you imagine the last moments of their life as the guy's watching his girlfriend get stabbed to death, and then he knows they're coming to stab him to death, and they're hunting him down, and he realizes, wow, there really is evil.
Right. I guess I was wrong.
I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. Right.
And she probably shrieked something to that effect, too. You were wrong!
Well,
and then that's it.
There's this mindset out there, specifically against liberals. Like, remember when George Bush called the trifecta the axis of evil?
Yeah.
You remember that? And the liberals were just melting down, like, oh, my God, World War III is going to start. And, of course, you know, Donald Trump does the same thing with North Korea, calls him Little Rocket Man, is, you know, threatening Iran if you dare, you know. Oh, my God, World War III. I mean, we've suffered through Armageddon so many times, or the potential of it with the Democrats. And that's purposeful, right? Because everything has to be fearful. You have to be afraid.
Well, wait a minute. Megan, I'm in sales, baby, and the only thing that sells is fear or greed. There's only two things in life that sell, fear and greed. So
and sex.
Smart.
And sex.
Well, yeah, I guess greed is part of tied in with sex. You're greedy for sex. You're greedy for money.
Right.
Fear, sex, and greed. Okay.
So they're constantly fearful. Like, people are having nervous breakdowns. There's Trump anxiety disorder because they've created all of the, you know, and here's this progressive, well, evil really doesn't exist. So they're just so conflicted.
I saw a list the other day that was just so great. I was laughing so hard. Here's the things Trump has done in the last 2 weeks. Let's see, tax rates are way down, the economy's great, GDP's up, unemployment's down, we're winning the trade wars. That was a list of 20 things.
Right.
And then the other side is that here's what Democrats have accomplished. We've banned straws. Do they think they're going to win elections with that?
Well, and spied on an opposition campaign and nearly overthrew a presidency and has seditiously conspired against this president since the day he took office.
All right. But I still think it's unbelievable that two liberals thought it was okay to ride their bikes across a Muslim country thinking everything's okay, there's no such thing as evil, and they got stabbed to death. Boy.
Remember the girls from England that, you know, hightailed it to be ISIS wives?
Right.
Like, there was just this romanticism about, you know, being married to a butcher. Nothing wrong with, I know your dad was a butcher, but you know what I'm saying.
Different kind of butcher. My father didn't kill people. He never killed anybody. He might have murdered a few cows here or there, but he didn't kill any people. Very different.
But, you know, at the time, too, when these girls were running off to ISIS to become ISIS brides, you know, from England, et cetera, you know, Obama said climate change was more dangerous, you know, to society than ISIS.
Mm. I think it's liberals that are more dangerous to society, and they make it clear every day. Those two bicyclists are the poster boys and girls for what liberal thinking can do to all of us. It's just insanity. Do you really want to let them in your country? Bad people with bad intentions who believe in Sharia law. Do you really want to elect people who are married to their brother?
Minnesota does.
Do you really want to elect Keith Ellison, who has two separate women say he beat the crap out of them and tortured them, basically.
Me too.
They want him to be the attorney general prosecuting people.
Where's the Me Too movement in Minnesota? Why aren't they camped out on his front yard?
They're not, because he also happens to be of the Islamic faith. And you can't say anything bad or you're a racist. We'll be right back. War Now. Wayne Allyn Root. I say everything, good and bad. I just tell you the raw truth, just like Trump. War Now.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces three counts of murder after his pregnant wife and two young daughters disappeared earlier this week.
Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the three murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Sarah Dash is a member of LaBelle and says how people should remember Franklin.
As a child of God, as one who had the best voice ever in the world, she reigned in her vocal ability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, if you're listening on USA Radio Network, you can watch me in about a half hour on Newsmax TV. All you have to do is call toll-free 844-500-6397. If you're not already getting Newsmax TV on your cable system, like we don't here in Vegas on Cox Cable, you got to call 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax TV. They will automatically ask your zip code and then connect you to whoever your cable system is anywhere in the United States. And you can tell them, I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root. And if you don't give it to me, I'll go to Dish or I'll go to DirecTV. I have lots of choices. I don't have to stick with cable. So, let them know. Speak your mind. 844-500-6397. They will connect you right to your local cable provider. All right, we've got Megan Barth connecting directly to you right now. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Wayne.
So, interesting stuff. John Brennan. You wanted to open with John Brennan. We didn't wind up doing that because there were liberals bicycling across Muslim countries being murdered. We thought that was an interesting story. So let's instead segue to John Brennan. And what is your thought on the whole John Brennan story? I think he's the guy that led the battle to spy on Trump. So he's the bad guy.
How he ever got his security clearance in the first place, I will never understand. How can you vote for a communist during the Cold War and receive security clearance?
Well, tell
of course,
everyone,
you know,
tell
he probably would have
mean.
Had...
Tell everyone what you mean by
in
that.
In 1976, he voted for the communist president. And if you recall, at the time, Reagan was actually in the back shadows of Barry Goldwater. But no, he chose the communists.
He said that.
He voted.
Correct. Right?
That's, yeah. Yeah, and, it's interesting how many communists find a home within the Democrat Party. And I was watching, actually, a former civil servant, if you will, of the CIA, NSA, and he said he witnessed John Brennan change. He got more political with the Obama administration because he worked his way up through operations, right? And in his heart, how could you ever pull the lever for a communist, ever?
Well, I couldn't, but obviously John Brennan is a commie.
Right. Thank you. And so he got security clearance, but, you know, the Chinese driver of
Feinstein,
you know, he was a Chinese spy. They never, you know, obviously swept his apartment, or they haven't even talked about that. John Brennan oversaw 9/11. Okay?
Right.
That was on his watch.
By the way, unless I'm mistaken, sources say, I've never heard him confirm it, like he confirmed that he voted communist, but I've heard many sources say it's a known fact in the CIA community that John Brennan converted to Islam. Did you know that?
No.
John Brennan converted to Islam.
But totalitarians love totalitarianism.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it shouldn't surprise you because Obama's the one who picked them, right? So it shouldn't surprise you at all.
Well, just the amount of vast corruption. He also spied on Congress. He spied on congressional aides. He lied about it to Congress. He lied to Congress again. Why this man believes he should have any freedom when he would be the first person to make sure that someone was innocently locked up, like they're trying to do with Donald Trump and anybody surrounding his campaign. Or he would make sure that he would frame you, right, to send you away for quite some time. He's a spy, and he's a communist, and he worked at the highest levels of our government.
Well, by the way, separate all of that for a minute. Just forget all that for a minute. There's just no reason why an incoming president has to, keep your security clearance when you're the outgoing.
It's a privilege.
Up. Right. You don't have to do that. There's no reason to do that.
There's no guarantee.
Right.
Absolutely not. There never should be.
My understanding was Obama let the Bush people keep it for 1 year and then took it away from them. So what's the big deal if we take Brennan's away? It's been almost 2 years now.
And I'm tired of listening to Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the other Marxists and communists and socialists within the Democrat Party trying to convince me that somehow this man is a man of honor.
Yeah, well, if he voted communist and he converted to Islam, I'm not sure about being a man of honor. But if he led the spy ring against Donald Trump, he's going to wind up in prison.
Well, and you would hope so.
You would hope if Jeff Sessions could ever be
pardoned. Why Comey is still walking around when he lied to Congress, I don't understand.
Because Sessions is the attorney general. He's a problem. I think he's compromised.
He has to be.
I believe they're blackmailing him. Let's talk about a suspected terrorist living in Sacramento that's going to be tried in Iraq for killing a former police officer. Wasn't he one of Obama's people, one of Obama's refugees?
Yes, he snuck in into California under the refugee program. You know, they're just coming here out of love. They need a place to go. They're coming to... No, he's actually a member of ISIS, living quite cozily in Sacramento. And yet we still have the Democrats screaming about open borders and how we hate brown people and we're racists. No, we just hate terrorists. And we want to make sure that who's coming in our border and who remains in our border isn't a threat to our national security or safety. But the Democrats, of course, adopt sanctuary cities. Sacramento is a sanctuary city, as well as California is a sanctuary state.
Everything is a sanctuary city. I'm sure Las Vegas is a sanctuary city. I mean, most of the reports were that we were a sanctuary city, but the Sheriff Lombardo denied it and said he is currently cooperating with ICE. But I know in the past we did not cooperate with ICE. So,
yeah, the only thing really determines whether or not you are is if you comply with federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cooperation with ICE.
Well, or you lie about it, claim you're cooperating and you're not. No one can quite understand whether Vegas is cooperating or not. It's a very big question mark. So I don't know if we're a sanctuary city. I think people would be very afraid to announce we're a sanctuary city because it might hurt tourism. So they don't want to admit that, but on the other hand, they want to be a sanctuary city because they're scared to death that there's 100,000 workers, casino workers on the Strip. And almost all of them are illegal aliens. So they don't want to be anything but a sanctuary
city. I want ICE to raid Culinary Union 226. That's what I would... If anyone's listening out there, just some raids of culinary... They've got a lot of political events going on. They've got a lot of voter registration drives.
In Spanish.
In Spanish, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. They could go to these little rah-rah sisboombas they have at, you know, Caesar's ballrooms and such. I'm sure they'll do us quite well.
Did you hear what Derek Jeter did, the former New York Yankee, who... By the way, he's one of my all-time heroes. I think he's one of the greatest players that's ever lived. You know, one of the greatest leaders.
Right. I like that he has a smaller ego. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't hear about him a lot in the press.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be, like, flamboyant.
You're not
going to
like what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, God.
Well, he's the owner of a Florida team. I believe it's the Marlins. Chris, is it the Marlins? Is it the Miami Marlins? Is it the Tampa Bay Devil Rays? I can't remember. He's one of the Florida baseball teams Derek Jeter owns.
Okay.
And he's... Marlins, Miami Marlins.
Okay.
He has made it mandatory. If you play for me, you have to learn how to speak Spanish. Now, my question would be, don't you have to speak English? Are there Spanish players that you haven't made it mandatory to speak English? But it's mandatory for the white ball players and black ball players.
But is it both ways? Do you have to be bilingual?
No,
and it's only conversation?
My understanding is the only thing he's demanding is you speak Spanish. He didn't say you have to speak English. You have to speak Spanish.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it makes sense because I guess his customer base is Spanish. I don't know. That's all I could think of. He's a bleeding heart liberal.
Well, are all of his players Spanish?
I think that a lot of the players are Spanish, so he wants the white and black players who are American and don't speak Spanish to learn how to speak to their fellow teammates. Well, why wouldn't he ask the other ones to speak English? They could speak to us. It makes no sense to me at all.
I don't understand this whole... I don't understand that story at all, and I don't know that I want to understand it, but English is the international language of business. How else are you going to climb the economic ladder if you don't speak, at least conversationally, the international language of business? I don't understand this. Like, when Newt Gingrich... What year was that, that he ran on the national platform of national language should be English platform?
I do not know what year it was, but I was just looking up while you were talking, Derek Jeter. Marlin players, coaches, required to learn Spanish.
That is unbelievable.
I know. Why isn't someone required to
learn
English? I just don't get it.
Why is it one-sided?
I don't know. It's just these liberals are always like that. It's just
right.
Amazing. Jeter says, I've been to the Dominican and Venezuela. I went to Cuba with Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I've been to those countries, tried to learn as much as I could about their cultures. Great. Everybody expects the Latin players to make an effort to speak English. Well, especially here in Miami, if you don't speak Spanish, you don't fit in. I think it's important. What? So are you trying to tell me Miami's a foreign country? Is that
what
you're
like Little Havana, right? They have Little Havana. So they do have a lot of Cubanos. But, you know, it's
I get it. But they have to learn English. We don't have to learn their language. It's ridiculous.
Did he comment about maybe learning the economic structure of those countries that have plundered them into economic despair with Venezuelans eating pigeons?
Good point.
Well, great for the culture, fantastic. Cuban cigars, maybe some rum. They got some Venezuelan, I don't even know what, oil. But, yeah, what about the economic culture?
I'd like to ask a question. I mean, look, I like Hispanic people. There's no problem with
I have a minor in Spanish.
But here's the thing. And this is not a criticism of Hispanic people. It's a criticism of, I'm Jewish, Israeli people, Russian people, Chinese people. Name the greatest things in world history. They've all been created by Americans. America's created the computer, the internet. America. Do great things come from Mexico? Do great things
come
from Venezuela?
Well, the yo-yo, I think, came from China.
So the Chinese get score one for the yo-yo. But what great has come from Venezuela? Name something great that came from the Dominican Republic. Name something great that came
from
Panama.
Dominican Republic actually, I think, has good rum, too.
And about how about a capitalism? Name where all the money in the world is earned. America, man, America. People used to think Japan was going to beat us.
Well, Benjamin Franklin wasn't Venezuelan.
In the 1980s, they thought Japan was going to kick our ass, and it never happened. And Japan went bankrupt, basically. And they've had 30 straight years of disaster there where the economy's in shambles. And then they thought, you know, in the last 10 years, China was going to pass us.
And well, they were until Trump came in.
As of today, China's in bad shape.
Coming back to the table, boys. Oh, you're coming back to the table?
On their knees.
Right?
Right. When you speak of knees, I don't want you to get on your knees for the national anthem, but the Chinese are on their knees. Chinese are on their knees right now. Did you see another Clinton sexual abuser investigator died of suicide on Monday night?
Oh, really?
Yes. Isn't that interesting? They all died of suicide?
Wow, did he shoot himself in the back of the head, too?
Something like that. Actually, it's been ruled it wasn't suicide, so I shouldn't call it suicide. Hold on. Well, I got
to
find it.
That body bag count, I mean, is it once a quarter do we have to add? Like another little, you know, notch on the wall?
There's just so many stories. We'll get it when we get back. I hear the music. When we get back, I'll find it by then. But it's just coincidental that everybody dies when they're investigating the Clintons. And this one was investigating, get this, Bill Clinton's sexual assault of a young boy and then pimping him out.
No.
And then wound up dead. Interesting.
The boy?
The investigator who's talking about it and reported it, I believe, to Homeland Security. Well, when we get back, I'll read it to you and you can make your own decision. But again, nobody knows if this is true. I'm going to be very fair here. We don't know when the women claim Judge Moore did something 40 years ago. I assumed it wasn't true. So I can't tell you it's true, but the people who investigated Judge Moore and accused Judge Moore didn't wind up dead.
Right,
it's
right.
Funny, everybody who accuses Clinton winds up dead. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I don't need to say much about Liberty HealthShare. Anyone who listens to my show knows all about the spiel of Liberty HealthShare. They're the greatest. And I got rid of Aetna. I was paying $2,000 a month. They were covering nothing for $2,000 a month for my family, four kids. And now I'm with Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. How many of you could use an extra $36,000? I know it's been great for me. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time. So why are you waiting? If you want an extra $36,000, you have a big family like me, then just do it now. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and you want the Wayne Root special, which is great health care for low price. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. We love our Liberty HealthShare. All right, I told you, Megan, I was going to tell you, update you about the Bill Clinton thing. So the body of investigative journalist Jen Moore was found in her Washington, D.C. hotel room on Monday after investigation into alleged sexual assault by Bill Clinton. She died weeks after reporting Bill Clinton to both the FBI and the DHS for allegedly raping a boy. Raping a boy. She detailed allegations against Clinton. She contacted Homeland Security beginning on July 6th. A week later, she contacted the FBI with identical details about the victim and the shocking allegations against Bill Clinton. It was allegations made by a 26-year-old man who claimed as a young boy, Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted him and pimped him out at private D.C. sex parties where other D.C. elites frequented.
Who wrote that?
Big League Politics. Big League Politics.
And who wrote it?
Haley Kennington.
Huh.
You know who that is?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Interesting. I'll have to dig into that a little bit more.
Yes,
you know, there's
I've never said I know if Clinton did that.
No.
None of us know.
You know.
But it's interesting a person who made the accusation winds up dead.
Winds up dead.
Yeah.
And she died how? In her hotel room?
Yes.
Does it say the cause of
a seizure.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess
Mother Mary.
They've progressed from the days of, you know, blowing up journalists' car and shooting people in the back of the head.
Yeah. I see the Vatican's finally responded to a Pennsylvania priest abuse scandal. God. They now say they use two words to respond, shame and sorrow. Shame and sorrow. I guess they didn't quite feel those two words years ago when I remember that whenever a little boy was raped, they would just move the priest on to the next parish if someone
right, or find him a job.
So you could rape the next guy, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, Katie Grimes, actually, she's an investigative reporter I work with out of California, and she and I did that fire piece that was published in the Daily Wire. About
that I quoted in my
yes,
column.
Yes, thank you very much. The California wildfires caused by, you know, environmentalists.
Even though you were unhappy that I called you a conservative activist, what did you want me to call you exactly?
Well, I'm a little bit beyond.
What would be the title? Let's hear the title.
Let me finish my point first before we go, you know, chirping.
I quote her, and she's mad that I didn't use a fancy enough title.
Well, you could have cited the article or put, like, my website in it, like, founderofreaganbabe.com or, you know, whatever.
Man,
like,
that's
linked
a lot.
To the article, like
a
little hyperlink, you know, driving, mutually driving traffic, you know.
There's no such thing in a newspaper column. You can't do that in a newspaper column.
You can hyperlink.
No, they don't want me doing that.
Oh, they don't?
No, they won't let you do that.
You can't source through links?
No. No, because you're thinking of the online version of the newspaper. But
right.
I mean, the main readers are reading it in the newspaper. My readership is like, you know, 50-year-old people in Las Vegas Review Journal.
Oh, that's right, because it's the RJ.
It's a written piece of paper. You know, remember those things?
Yeah, yeah.
It actually comes in your driveway in the morning.
Yeah, I used to read the journal every morning. And I
still
would have black ink all over my
hand.
I
still do.
I do everything online now.
No, but when you're eating breakfast, you want a newspaper in your hand. I just want to have it.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, now I have no idea what I was talking about.
But you were talking about your title, your fancy title.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about something way more important than myself.
God, these conservative people have egos. These egos are unbelievable. Chris, do you hear this? I took amazing good care of her and quoted her in my famous newspaper column, and she was more concerned with what title I used to describe her in the article.
I don't like when mom and dad fight.
All right, so Southwest Airlines is now going to allow miniature horses as service animals. So you're going to get on the airplane and a freaking horse is going to walk on.
Yes.
Horses make big, giant piles of
correct.
Poop.
Yeah.
And how can you put a horse on an airplane with
and
meat?
They naturally kind of smell, unless, of course, right. You know, you're going to shampoo them every day. I mean, they
right.
do have, you know, usually oily skin. You got to keep them clean. They fart. I do not.
Are they
how do they decide on a miniature horse? Can I take, like, a Komodo dragon? Like, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. No, this is my service animal. It's a Komodo dragon. You know, some broad tried to take on a peacock on United. Did you hear about that?
No,
yes, a peacock. And then, if you remember, there was another poor dear, she's some college student that can't deal with life. So she had a service animal. It was a hamster or a gerbil, one of the two.
How about if I make the whole plane wait for an hour while I walk my turtle on a leash onto the airplane? my service turtle. I mean, this is the most ludicrous crap I've ever heard in
my
life.
When I saw that headline, I'm like, oh, we have got to talk about this. But the woman with the gerbil, okay,
yes.
Or hamster, or whatever she was.
Wasn't that Richard Gere? I thought it was Richard Gere with the gerbil. And he had an interesting place to put it, too. All right. We're getting a little crazy here. Megan's laughing so hard she can't continue. How much time left, Chris? 30 seconds. All right, good. Perfect timing. Megan can't even continue. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. When we get back, it's Newsmax TV time. And Megan Barthex for coming on. Her website's Reagan Babe and MediaEqualizer.com. I got her with that one. I got her good. She can't even talk at this moment. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I'm going to get in my suit and I'll be right back to dance on Newsmax TV.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Blue Diamond Gus, it's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.